We are back now webcasting on this service, and we hope that your foot washing service has gone smoothly where you are. I now want to turn to the next portion of this very important ceremony, and that is explained partially in 1 Corinthians 10, 16 and 17. In 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, Paul reminds us that what we are doing today binds us together as a spiritual community, as a body, as the body of Christ on earth in that sense. It binds us together with Jesus Christ and with each other, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. This is in 1 Corinthians 10. And I want to go to 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. So there's a certain feeling around the world, I believe, of unity at this time as we all do this together. All over the world, people are gathering together on this night and remembering the death of our Savior in this way, doing the things we have just done here and you have done in your household if you're listening to this or watching this. I'd like to go to 1 Corinthians 15, the very great importance of what Jesus did. It's really a life or death matter for us. Excuse me. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory over death. We have victory over sin through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter, the second chapter, referring back to Isaiah 53. In 1 Peter 2, and I want to go to the 24th verse, talking about now the significance of the beating that he took, the torture that he took, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, 1 Peter 2:24, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We are spiritually healed, because he bore the penalty for us. His stripes heal us. I'd like to go now to Luke 22:19. After the meal, and then after the foot washing described in John, Jesus now introduces these symbols for the New Testament Passover to replace the physical sacrifice of a lamb. Rather, instead, we do this ceremony remembering his sacrifice, which began the night of his arrest. Yes, he died at 3 when the lambs were slain, but his sacrifice began the night before, and we are keeping this memorial beginning the night before. In Luke 22 and verse 19, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We are now going to partake of this bread, unleavened bread, which is a symbol of the broken body of Jesus Christ, bearing the penalty of sin for us. I'll ask Daniel if he will uncover the bread, and then we're going to have a prayer of consecration for the bread. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Amen. Let's now please turn to Luke 22 again, and now read the 20th verse. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." So, we are now going to partake of the wine, symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible tells us the life of the flesh is in the blood. He shed his blood for us. His blood covers our sins. I'm now going to ask Daniel to uncover the wine, and I'm going to have the prayer of consecration for the wine. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. I'd like to summarize what we have done by going to Matthew 26 and the 26th verse. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Verse 27. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." He then went on to instruct them before a final prayer of his own. I'd like to go to John 13 and begin in verse 34. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this," verse 35, "by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." John 14, verse 1. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Verse 3. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Let's go, please, to verse 25. "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'd like to go now to John 15 in the fifth verse. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. I'd like to go now to verses 12 through 15 of chapter 16. John, the 16th chapter, beginning in verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. I would like each of us here to read as a congregation his final prayer, beginning in chapter 17, if each of us would read three verses. Beginning with Doobie. For those of you who are listening, you'll be able to hear them and as they go through this chapter 17 of John.
Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
I glorified thee on the earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now glorify thou me together with thyself, Father, with the glory which I had with thee before the world. I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word.
They know that you gave me everything I have. I told my followers what you told me, and they accepted it. They know I came from you, and they believe you are the one who sent me. I am praying for them, but not for those who belong to this world. My followers belong to you, and I am praying for them.
Starting with verse 10, And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep them through your name, those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
They are not part of this world any more than I am. Make them pure and holy through teaching them your words of truth. As you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world, and I consecrate myself to meet their need for growth in truth and holiness.
I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me because of their testimony. My prayer for all of them is that they will be one, just as you and I are one, Father, that just as you are in me and I am in you, so they will be in us, and the world will believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are.
Picking it up in verse 23, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Verse 24, Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may be given me. Let me begin again. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, and that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you have loved me before the foundation of the world. Verse 25, O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Let's now go back to Matthew 26. And verse 30. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Traditionally, in this congregation, we have concluded with the 23rd Psalm, very likely Jesus' final thoughts on the cross. So if we'll pass out the hymnals now, we'll go and we'll finish as the apostles did with Psalm 23. Perhaps Rachel can lead us.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie. In pastures green he leadeth me. The quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make. Within the paths of righteousness, yea, for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark veil, yet will I fear none ill. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint,
and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be.
Tomorrow evening, the holy day begins, the 15th day of the first month on the sacred calendar, the first day of unleavened bread. It is a night to be much observed, as one of the translations says. So it is a time to have a special meal with hopefully with family, friends who respect the significance of the occasion, and we'll be doing that here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. For those who are in our area, let us know if you decide you want to join us for that evening. The next day, or actually, later that day, biblically speaking, which is Tuesday at 11 a.m. Western time, we'll be having a Holy Day service, and that will be, I guess, at 2 o'clock on the East Coast. So until then, all the best to you and yours.